From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States welcomes the release of 10 sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after two boats and their crews entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
I also want to thank the Iranian authorities for their cooperation and quick response. These are always situations which, as everybody here knows, have an ability, if not properly guided, to get out of control.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. Pentagon Chief Ash Carter has spelled out U.S. strategy for retaking the Iraqi city of Mosul and Raqqa in Syria, cities he calls the Islamic State's two power centers. Carter spoke to troops from the 101st Airborne Division in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, men and women who will soon be deployed to Iraq to help train Iraqi and Kurdish forces in defeating the militants. Turkish authorities say five suspects have been arrested in connection with the recent suicide bombing that killed 10 German tourists and wounded 15 other people. Turkey's prime minister told reporters police arrested four more suspects Wednesday. Turkish authorities are identifying the bomber as an immigrant affiliated with the Islamic State group. The man identified in the media as Saudi-born Nabil Fadli was not on any wanted list. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon on Wednesday. Officials say the early morning attack occurred at a mosque in Kuyape, a village near the border with Nigeria. There has been no official claim of responsibility. For more on that story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.